Okay, I see. Hey, Tom, you're not swimming anymore, are you, in the lake?
Yeah.
Like, that's done.
Not in the lake. That's okay, why I'm up at the sports center. But I have, Andrew, can I take 1 minute?
Yeah,
I want to give a plug to the Irish community and especially to Hydro-Québec. You know, we often talk about social acceptability of big projects. Yesterday, with a bunch of friends, you know, Jeff Kelly, my old buddy, M&A, had been the same as me. We've been working on this, trying to get this thing done with so many members of the community. I'll mention Fergus Keyes and Scott Phelan as two examples. People who have worked for years now to try to get Hydro-Québec to hand over land, and they handed over yesterday acres of land to the Irish community. You know, the famous Black Rock there that was to preserve an area from desecration. It was a marker because over 6,000 bodies are there, according to the archives of the Grey Nuns. Hydro-Québec has done archaeological work, confirmed that it's a mass grave. They took and they had on display yesterday. It was very moving, Andrew. A lot of the relics of the families and the people who were buried there that they brought up and they put on display. They're handing it over. Hydro-Québec has been an unbelievable model of social acceptability, working with the community, showing that you can get people on side for a project so many people wanted to fight. This is for a massive new substation that became necessary because of the REM. They worked tirelessly for 7 years to get everybody on side. Mm. And you know what?
Nice.
Everybody's on side. And I just wanted to say at the beginning of this long weekend that sometimes there's good news.
Thanks very much, Tom. Appreciate it.
Great to talk to you, Andrew. All the best.